Proverbs 5:1 My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. 5:2 That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. 5:3 For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. 5:4 But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. 5:5 Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. 5:6 Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. 5:7 Hear me now therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. 5:8 Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. 5:9 Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. 5:10 Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. 5:11 And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. 5:12 And say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof. 5:13 And have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. 5:14 I was almost in all evil, in the midst of the congregation and assembly. 5:15 Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. 5:16 Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. 5:17 Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. 5:18 Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. 5:19 Let her be as the loving hind, and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. 5:20 And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? 5:21 For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. 5:22 His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. 5:23 He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray.